Coversals kickoff. This is Radio City Talk.
So on Friday, a group of intrepid footballers set out to break a futsal world record. The guys were from Tranmere Rovers, who are doing it for the Lee Knight Foundation. And they managed to do it. The record was 44, 45 hours. They went to 50. So they must be tired. Let's welcome some of them into the studio now. Michael Knight. Morning, Michael.
Good morning.
Danny Jones, who's looking a little bit slightly worse for wear.
Morning.
And Jenny, who's keeping the spirits up for him. Well done. Well done, guys. How does it feel to be Guinness World Record breakers, Michael?
Absolutely amazing. For some of us, it's the second time, so it was really good. But just to put it right, it was actually 40 hours and we did it by 10, so...
Oh, it was 40, the original
40,
one, was it?
Yeah.
I think I was given duff information by Paul Harper last week. Why did you decide to go 10 hours over? What was it when you were playing that you thought 50 would be a round number? Who made the decision?
I think it was me in the end, wasn't it? Obviously, no, it wasn't a single division. It was between us. We had to do it collectively because we wanted to make it hard for the next people who wanted to attempt to do that. So... the record's been set quite low for quite a while. We say low, but it's obviously very difficult, which is what we found out. So it's basically been, I was thinking it was 36 hours, wasn't it, for quite a long time.
36 for
a bit. And then it was obviously set to 40.
Went to 40. And who held it last time?
It was a group from Norway. Yeah. I'm not too sure on the name, but they obviously held it for a couple of years, I think. And then there was a group recently have apparently done a record of 43 hours, but it's not been registered with Guinness, so... But we were going from, that's where the 43 and 44 comes around. But we knew it was set officially at 40, so we just tried to be as, sort of, go for as long as we could.
Yeah, you set a record that you don't want anyone else to beat. Yeah. How did you find it? So for you, Jenny, staying up for 50 hours, playing futsal, how did you find it?
That's all right, got 2 hours sleep in the middle.
Just 2 hours sleep. Oh, that was kind of the coach to sub you for that time. Was it tough?
Yeah, it was very tough. It's something that I'd never... experience before, like anything like this, but the feeling afterwards just makes it all worthwhile. It was like, it just feels amazing, and when that whistle went, everyone's hugging and the champagne's flying, it was all worth it.
Feeling
and
of elation. It was down at the Wreck, wasn't it?
Yeah.
At Tramit. How many players were involved in total?
24 players.
24 players. And it's such a fast game, isn't it? You're on, off. There's little time to sort of rest.
Yeah, exactly.
If you like.
Well, obviously, as soon as you come off the court, you want to get some food and obviously get your legs up, rest for a little bit. If you've got enough time off to get some sleep, then you would try, but that was so difficult because you're obviously inside the rec centre with all the noise going on, and the people on the court aren't obviously going to take it easy and be quiet, because you have to get through it that way. So getting your sleep was very difficult.
Danny, did you get any sleep?
Well, I'm the one that Dale also got the most sleep, because I can be asleep in 5 seconds of leaving the pitch, and I sleep very deep. I could sleep in the middle of the motorway if I had to. So the second I come off, I was staying in my kit and in my boots and just diving on my bed and getting as much sleep as I could until I was getting woke up to go back on. I needed it, though. Look at these two. These two are dead fit, and I'm not.
They look a bit fresher than you. I would say, why is this? Is their pre-prep better than yours?
I think you're just being nice. You can see they're probably both carrying about 6 stone less than me. So.
Right, what was the score at the end of it all?
The score was 8-9-4 to the Greens, and it was 6-5-4 to the White Knights.
All right, that's quite a significant difference isn't it?
We were training in them teams for the last sort of 6 months, and... it was always quite close, wasn't it? We were never miles away from each other. It was never going to be a sort of a whitewash, but it obviously there was quite a beating.
So the teams weren't loaded. It wasn't pre-stats,
knew
who was going to win this.
No, definitely not. The teams were split equally, because we had to be in two teams to do the event. But the teams were split equally months ago, and we've obviously been training in them teams for a long time, and obviously getting used to the fact that we'd be playing with each other. So when the event kicked off, and sort of we went about 100 goals up quite early on, sort of in the first 24 hours, I think. And it just stayed that way then. But it wasn't about that, you know. We were just about getting each other through it and through the hard times, and especially through the night, because that's when it really mattered, because that's when you have to drag each other through it.
Right, Jenny, tell us about the lows then. When did it get really hard?
So through the night, we would play for 2 hours on, 2 hours off, and getting back on the pitch after those 2 hours where you've been resting was extremely difficult.
Did you have to drag yourself on there?
Yeah, it was, the legs just were so stiff and just, it was difficult, but running, you could run off the pain, you could, after about 5 minutes.
Did you get loads of people coming to watch and support and sort of cheer you up at appropriate times?
Yeah. Throughout, there was always people there, I felt.
There was. Pretty much right through.
Yeah. You didn't get some people leaving the pub on Friday night, did you? Just popped in.
Did you get a few of those?
Lifted the spirits on the Friday night.
Well, that's it. And the people there, like, they don't realise how important that is for people to be there, because it does not give you a boost.
Yeah.
When you see your family members and your friends pulling in and supporting you, it does not give you that bit more motivation to carry on, because obviously the times when you were off the field, there was people on. It was never not being played. It was a continuous game for 50 hours. So you were sort of just waiting to get back on there to just get the hours clocked up, and then we could obviously work on celebrating, couldn't we? And getting to the end.
Just shouting at everyone on the
pitch. Yeah, it was brilliant. Yeah.
A bit vocal. You realise you've dug a hole for yourselves, haven't you? Because in a year's time, someone will sit down and go, do you think we should try and beat that record?
No.
Would you have another go at it?
Would that have happened with the five-a-side?
Yeah, we did the five-a-side one a couple of years back, and we did 70 hours for that one.
Yeah.
That one was a lot easier, in terms of sort of like...
So that was the five-a-side world record?
Yeah, that was general five-a-side.
Does it still hold?
Yeah, we still hold that one, yeah. So, obviously, a lot of people play five-a-side, so we thought that wouldn't stand for very long, and we beat that one by 15 hours, so we took that we took it on quite well.
Mm.
Basically... This one was obviously set quite low, but we didn't know why that was. Whether or not it's because futsal's quite sort of new in terms of people sort of knowing about it. And obviously in parts of the world it's not, but especially in England it is.
Mm.
So we thought maybe it's that, but now we know that it's actually a lot more difficult because the surface you're playing on, you're playing inside as well, so you're not getting any light and day, and there's no sort of change in the weather or the... You know, you're constantly inside. There's no breeze or anything, and you're constantly sweating as well. So, although you're drinking a lot of water, your hydration levels are just all over the place, because as soon as you're drinking it, it's coming back out again because you're sweating so much. And, and that was one of the difficult times, that you just had to try and keep yourself going, didn't you, through the tough times.
Remarkable achievement. So 50 hours playing futsal, and it was all for the Lee Knight Foundation. Yeah. So your brother Lee.
Yeah.
For people who don't know about Lee, just tell us a little bit about the great guy that he was.
Yeah, Lee was a massive champion fan. Basically, he was in a wheelchair from about 14 years old. He was born with spinal muscular atrophy, which basically is a muscle wasting disease.
Mm.
So he used to go to Tranmere. He was with Tranmere all his life. And basically where the disabled supporters sit at Tranmere Rovers, the stand's not covered. So they're obviously open to all the elements and the rain and the wind and stuff through the winter, which is obviously not very good, because Lee picked up pneumonia 3 or 4 times from sitting in the stands and stuff. But yeah, so he just started a campaign to try and make that better for the people in the ground and try and just do, you know, what he could to make it better. So we took it to the club, and the club weren't as helpful as they could have been at the start. A lot of things have changed now, and the club are so behind us all. And they were so behind Lee as well before he passed away, but... We were basically told that we had to do it ourselves, sort of thing. So that's what Lee did, and he started the campaign of basically raising money and
that's how the foundation started.
Yeah. Well, basically, it was the Tranmere Rovers Disabled Support Association, which Lee set up with help from the club, and then that obviously went forward and turned into the Lee Knight Foundation once Lee had passed away, because we were obviously picked up to reins and carried on with what he do. Because most of the plans that we've put in place, Lee had already set out, and he had them to go, but he wasn't there to fulfil them, so that's what we've done, and we've took over that. So
the money you've raised from this, does it go to something specific, or?
At the moment, there's loads of plans that we've got in place. We've got some plans to, we've done from the last one we did, and obviously other money we've raised. We've done a platform in the cop stand. We've done a platform in the main stand. There's now a lift in the in the back of the main stand for the fans to get up. They can have a meal now, and they can go into the suites and stuff like that, which is obviously fantastic for them, because they've never been able to do that since the ground's been open. So it's things like that. And then we've got some plans to put some disabled access into the away stand as well, because at the moment the away fans would have to sit with the home fans, which is never great, because we've done that, mainly did that plenty of times. And, you know, you go away to an away game, you want to be with your home fans, your own fans. So sitting with the home fans, it just spoils the atmosphere and stuff. So there's some plans to put some spaces in the away stand for them, which then includes obviously toilets, which need to be put in for obviously different reasons. So yeah, there's lots of
some
plans
great
in the
work
plan.
Being
yeah.
done.
Yeah.
Some great work by the Lee Knight Foundation. Michael, congratulations as the leader.
Thank you very much.
Jenny, you look fresh. You'll be on a night out this weekend with Michael. Danny, I reckon, might be in bed about 6 o'clock on Friday night. Yeah, maybe that's... a couple more weeks of rest and recuperation for you, Danny.
You've got high hopes for me, I'm saying. Four.
Fantastic. Well done, guys.
I like to say as well, obviously all the credit goes to Andy Doyle because he's come through a lot to get us through this, and he's put a lot into it, so we owe him massively, don't we?
Yeah. Without him, it wouldn't have happened. He has been the bit, obviously, when we're all at work, Andy holds down a job as well as getting all this done, and without him, it just wouldn't have happened. We wouldn't have certainly had the time, but I don't know when he sleeps, to be honest. He must do this through the night. He's amazing.
The kickoff on Radio City Talk, your one stop for Merseyside sport. This is Radio City Talk.